1 John chapter 4, verse 1, the Bible says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." So sabi ng Bible, mga iniibig, huwag paniwalaan ang bawat espiritu, kundi subukin ang mga espiritu kung sila ay sa Diyos, dahil maraming bulaang mga propeta ang nagsilabas sa sanglibutan. So dito, nagbigay si Apostol Juan ng mga napaka-importanting babala na huwag nating paniwalaan ang lahat ng mga nagtuturo ng Bible o nagsasabing sila ay teacher o preacher na ngunit subukan ang mga ito sa pamamagitan ng patakaran ng pananampalataya. You know, the Apostle John wrote a very important warning here in 1 John chapter 4, and he challenges us, he teaches us, we don't just believe everybody who says that they're a preacher of the Bible or that they preach and teach the Bible. We have to test them. We have to try them according to the principles of our faith as we see in the Bible. So halos pareho ang pinag-uusapan ni Juan at saka ni Paulo. Tingnan mo ang 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 1. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 1. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 1. It's almost similar to what John was saying. This here, what Paul is telling us in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 1. "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." No? So yung mapalinlang na mga espirito, those are the seducing spirits, at mga doktrina ng mga diablo, that's the doctrines of devils. Seducing, ibig sabihin palibot-libot at palinlang ang mga espirito nito. Doctrine, ang ibig sabihin ng doctrine, teaching or turo, doctrine. So, false doctrine can come from evil spirits and can come from the devil. And it is our responsibility to try the spirits, is what we find in 1 John chapter 4 and in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. So, hindi lahat na nagsasabi sila ay biblikal o kristyano ay tapat o totoo. Kinakailangan natin na subukin ang mga espirito. Ito ang bibigyan nating pansin tonight. You know, this is what we're going to look at tonight, that we need to try the spirits. Not everybody who says, you know, I'm a Christian or I'm a Christian preacher or teacher is actually preaching and teaching the Word of God. No? Now, it's even that bad. Even if your Bible says Holy Bible, if it's not the King James Bible, it's not Bible. Okay? So, kahit na sabihin nila na Bible ito, halimbawa, New King James. It's just an example. New King James Bible. Kahit na sabihin nila, New King James, hindi po King James yan, at hindi po pareho yan sa Bible. So, even if they say Bible, you have to test, you have to try according to the Word of God. And if you examine it, it's not the same. And they're not from God. So, ano ang mga marka ng espiritong mapanlinlang? Ito ang pag-uusapan natin, alright? I'm going to give you some pointers about how to identify the marks of a seducing spirit. The marks of a seducing spirit, or the marks of the spirit that we ought to try. Let's go to 1 John chapter 4. Go back to our main text, 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 2. 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 2. The Bible says, "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Now, so, kung mali ang turo nila patungkol sa persona ng Panginoong Jesucristo, ito po ay mapalindang na espiritu at nanggagaling sa mga bulaang propeta, yung false prophets. Now, if they teach wrong about Jesus, that comes from a seducing spirit. That comes from an evil spirit. That is the doctrines of, that's the Antichrist. If they're wrong about the person of Jesus Christ. Now, bakit ina-attack ni Satanas ang pagkatao at gawain ni Jesucristo? Kasi ang gusto ni Satanas, siya ang maging Panginoon. Look at Isaiah chapter 14, verse number 14. Isaiah chapter 14 and verse number 14. Now, why is it that the devil doesn't want, or why is it that the devil wants to attack the person and the work of Jesus Christ? It's because the devil wants to be the one in charge. He wants to be Lord. Look at Isaiah chapter 14 and verse number 14. Ang sabi dito ni Lucifer, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. So siya, gusto niya siya ang namumuno. Kaya, hinikayat niya si Jesus habang nasa, nandito sa mundo ang Panginoong Jesus, hinikayat niya si Jesus na sambahan o sumamba sa si Jesus sa kanya. Sapagkat kung sasambahin ni Jesucristo si Satanas, ibig sabihin si Satanas ang magiging Panginoon. Alright? Look at Matthew chapter 4, verse number 9. Matthew chapter 4 and verse number 9. If the devil could get the Lord Jesus to worship him, then the devil becomes Lord. Look at Matthew chapter 4 and verse number 9. Matthew 4, 9. And saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. And so, magpapatirapa at sambahin ako, sabi ni Satanas. Now, ang turo nila ito, si Jesucristo ay hindi Diyos, siya ay hindi anak ng Diyos, siya ay hindi nagkatawang tao, siya ay hindi namatay, hindi nilibing, at pagkatapos ng tatlong araw, hindi siya muling nabuhay ayon sa banal na kasulatan. So ang pagtanggi sa liwanag ng banal na kasulatan patungkol kay Kristo ay galing po sa espiritu ng Antikristo. Look at 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 3. Balik tayo sa 1 John chapter 4 verse number 3. It's amazing how many false teachers believe that Jesus is not God, that Jesus is not the Son of God, that Jesus did not die on the cross, a physical, literal death, and he wasn't buried, and he didn't rise again from the dead after 3 days. It's amazing how they miss the doctrine of Christ. They mess with it, and they're not right about it. Look at 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 3. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist. So, ang pagtanggi sa liwanag ng banal na kasulatan patungkol kay Kristo ay galing sa espiritu ng Antikristo. Ito ay espiritu ng kamalian. Look at verse number 6. This is also the spirit of error. This is not just an evil spirit. It's a spirit of error. Look at verse 6. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. And he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So meron palang espiritu ng kamalian. Meron palang espiritu ng Antikristo. So kapag ang nagtuturo ay mali patungkol sa persona at gawa ng Panginoong Jesucristo, ito ay mapalinlang, maling-mali, maaari ito maging tinatawag nating spirit of error. Now, there are many different kinds of spirits in the Bible. Meron palang unclean spirit. Ito yung marumi o karumalduman na espirito. Halimbawa, sa Luke chapter 6, verse 18, that's the unclean spirit. There's a such things as different kinds of spirits in the Bible. the unclean spirit. Then there's the evil spirit in Luke chapter 8, verse number 2. Luke 8:2. O yung tinatawag nating masamang espiritu. Then there's wicked spirits. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 12. Meron palang wicked spirits. Masasamang espiritu. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, that we have already read, it says they're seducing spirits. Yung mga mapalinlang na espiritu. There's even more. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 19. 1 Peter 3:19. Merong mga tinatawag na spirits in prison. Mga espiritu na nakareserba o nakatali para sa hukom. Ah, hindi pa sila nakalabas. At hindi sila makakalabas. Let's see. Meron pang spirits of devils. Revelation chapter 16, verse 14. There's spirits of devils, so yung espiritu ng mga diablo. So, in the Bible, there are many different kinds of evil spirits. And the thing about them is they all teach false doctrine. They all lie, and they all are wrong about the person of Jesus Christ. So, kailangan, subukan natin. Huwag lang tayo basta-basta na nakikinig sa nangangaral ng salita ng Diyos na hindi natin pinapansin kung anong sinasabi ng Bible, lalong-lalo na patungkol sa persona at kadiyosan at gawa ng Panginoong Hesukristo. Especially when it comes to the doctrine of Christ. If you're wrong on the doctrine of Jesus, you're with the spirit of the Antichrist. Yan ang sabi ng Bible. The Bible teaches us that. If you're wrong about Jesus, that's Antichrist. Okay? Now, ilan pang mga marka ng maling paniniwala? Well, I'll give you five. I want to give you five extra marks of false doctrine and false teaching. First of all, hindi totoo ang salita ng Diyos. Ah, galing po yan sa demonyo. Hindi totoo ang salita ng Diyos. First of all, if somebody says, the word of God is not true, that's the doctrine of the devil. Look at Genesis chapter 3, verse number 1. Look at Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 1. Tingnan mo ang Genesis 3:1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God hath made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Oh, di ba? Totoo ba na sinabi ng Diyos? Totoo ba ang sinabi ng Diyos? Naglagay siya ng duda sa isip ni Eva. At kapag ikaw ay nagdududa sa salita ng Diyos, hindi po sa Diyos ang espiritu na yan. Alright? It's not of God to put doubt about the Word of God. This is not of God. Alright? Number two, hindi pinarurusahan ng Diyos ang kasalanan. Maling doktrina yon. Hindi po galing sa Diyos yon. Hindi pinarurusahan ng Diyos ang kasalanan. Here's the second error. God is not going to punish sin. That comes from the devil. Look at Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 4. Genesis chapter 3, verse number 4. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Kung di sabi ni Satanas, huwag kang mag-alala, hindi ka mamamatay. You're not going to die. God's not going to judge sin. That is a doctrine of the devil. Look at verse number 5. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Oh, di maling-mali talaga si Satanas, no? Here's another mark of a teaching of the devil. Ang mabubuting tao ay mapagkunwari lamang. Ang mga mabubuting tao ay mapagkunwari lamang. Ibig sabihin, walang totoong Kristiyano. Walang tapat, walang totoo. Huwag niyong paniwalaan yan. Walang perpekto na Kristiyano. Pero meron talagang tapat na Kristiyano. Bakit? Kasi may banal na Espiritu eh. Kapag wala nang banal na Espiritu dito sa mundo, wala nang tapat na Kristiyano. At balang araw, darating si Jesus Christ, tatanggalin niya lahat ng mga Kristiyano sa mundong ito. Okay? And pag-aralan natin yan some other time. But here's another error from the devil. There are no true Christians. There are no true good people. No true Christians. That's not true. Look at Job chapter 1. Tingnan mo ang Job chapter 1. I want you to identify the marks and the teachings of the devil. Now, you could be discouraged and say, am I the only one who believes the Bible? Am I the only one who believes in God? And it seems like that. You would think like that. Especially, I mean, it's just us, you know. Tayo lang, no? Tayo lang ba ang naniniwala sa salita ng Diyos? No? Wala na ba talagang tapat na Kristiyano? We can think like that, but don't believe it. That's the teaching of the devil. Look at Job chapter 1, verse number 9. Job 1:9. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him, about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. So sa kay Satanas, walang tunay at tapat na Kristiyano. Pero nagkamali siya. Meron palang isang Job na nakatira doon sa land of Uz, the land of Uz. Meron palang isang tapat na Kristiyano. There is one who was faithful to God, and his name was Job. So don't believe the devil that we're the only ones, you know, there's no true Christian. No, that's the lie of the devil. No, God has his people and they live for him. Look at another lie of the devil. We can tempt God and get away with it. We can test God and tempt him. Look at Matthew chapter 4 and verse number 5. Matthew chapter 4 and number 5. Ito na, pang-apat na maling paniniwala, maling doktrina galing sa demonyo ito na pwede natin subukan ng Diyos. Now, ang pagsubok dito ay temptation at saka presumption. Hindi ito yung sinasabi ng Bible na subukan natin ng Diyos na kung siya ay tapat sa atin ganyan, na ibubuhos niya ang blessing sa atin. Hindi yan ang ibig sabihin nito. Ang ibig sabihin nito, ginagamit natin sa kamalian ang salita ng Diyos tapos inaasahan natin na ibibless tayo ng Panginoon. It's wrong to use the Word of God against God and to tempt Him. You say, well, the Bible says that God's going to protect me so I can do whatever I want to do. That's of the devil. Look at Matthew chapter 4 and verse number 5. Matthew 4 verse number 5. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. And he saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, nandito ha, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, that in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Ibang klase. Itong si Satanas, nag-quote pa siya ng Bible, ha? Psalm 91 verse 11 and 12 is what the devil quoted the Bible. And he used the Bible, he twisted the Bible to accomplish his will. Now, I'll tell you something. That's of the devil to use the Bible to do what we think is right. No. We go to the Bible for instruction. We go to the Bible so we can learn. We are not a master. We are a disciple. Iba yung pupunta ka sa salita ng Diyos para gamitin mo ang salita ng Diyos para sa sarili mong kabutihan. Hindi po. Tayo po ay hindi guro, tayo ay disipulo. Ang opinion natin, hindi po mas importante yan. Mas importante ang salita ng Diyos. Okay? The opinions of man are nothing compared to the Word of God. God's Word prevails. God's Word is the authority, not man's opinion. Doesn't matter what man say. What God says is important. We are not masters, we are disciples. But the devil says, oh, you can use the Bible and make it say what you want to say. No, you can't. That's of the devil. All right? Number five, isa pang doctrine ng demonyo, masama ang pagpapakasal at binabawal ang pagkain ng karne. Bawal ang pagkain ng karne at yung mga pastor hindi pwede mag-asawa. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1. Here's another, and this one's a popular doctrine in the Philippines, that the priest is not allowed to marry. They're not allowed to marry. They cannot take a wife and they can't have a family. But look at what the Bible says, 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry. Forbidding to marry. Oh, and it's forbidden for a Roman Catholic priest to marry. And the Bible says that's the doctrines of devils. That's what it says. Now, listen very carefully. It goes on to say, and commanding to abstain from meats. Bawal kumain ng karne. Binabawal ba yung pagkain ng karne? Paminsan-minsan, sinasabi nila, pag Holy Week, huwag kang kumain ng karne. Bakit ganyan? Doktrina po ng demonyo. Devils. Doctrine of devils. When it comes to Holy Week, they say, don't eat meat. But you can't forbid anybody from eating meat. That's of the devil. Now, this could be one of my most favorite verses because I like to eat, you know. I love to eat. And the Bible says, don't forbid meat. It's of the devil to forbid meat. And I even have the authority of Scripture. This is a good word. Okay? So, these things, etong mga paniniwalang ito, nanggagaling po ito sa Diablo. And you can see that how the devil works in our world today to bring people to confusion and destruction because of false teaching. Ano ang dapat natin gawin upang hindi tayo malipol sa bawat hangin ng aral? Look at Ephesians chapter 4 verse 14. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 14. God's will is for Christians to be strong, to be stable, to grow, and to become stronger. Let's see, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 14. The Bible says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. So, ang layunin ng Diyos para sa buhay natin ay huwag tayong malipol sa bawat hangin ng pag-aaral. Una, kung gusto mong maging matatag, number one, dapat ikaw ay ligtas. Maligtas. The first thing you need to do, if you don't want to be tossed about with every wind of doctrine, first thing is you need to be saved. When you're saved, You can begin to grow, but you can't grow until you are first saved. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Look at Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 14. Hebrews 2:14. Forasmuch then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, verse 15, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Deliverance comes from salvation. And when you're saved, you are no longer worried about the work of the devil. All right? Saved. That's the first thing you need to be. If you want to be strong, you need to be saved. Number two, wag magbigay lugar sa Diablo. Wag magbigay ng lugar sa Diablo. Tingnan mo ang Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. The next thing, if you want to be a strong Christian, first you got to be saved. That makes perfect sense. Number two, don't give place to the devil. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. Neither give place to the devil. Neither give place to the devil. Ano ibig sabihin nun? Huwag mong bigyan ng lugar ang diablo sa iyong isip, sa iyong katawan, sa iyong damdamin, sa iyong ugali, sa iyong moralidad. You don't give place to the devil in your mind, in your body, in your feelings, in your emotion, in your attitude, in your behavior, and in your morality. You keep yourself clean. Clean. Don't give place to the devil. All right? Number three, isuot mo ang buong baluti ng Diyos. Tama ba yun, baluti? Baluti? Isuot mo ang buong baluti ng Diyos. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 11. You don't want to be a little child tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Be saved. Don't give place to the devil. Put on the whole armor of God. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. The Bible says, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. If we're no match for the devil without the armor of God. And we don't have time right now to study the armor of God, but one day we will study about the armor of God. And we're going to look at every piece. And we're going to learn that so that we can put on the whole armor of God. And we'll learn about that. So, buong kagamitang pangdigma, yung baluti, kasutang pangdigma na binigay sa atin ng Panginoon. Wala tayong time ngayon na pag-aralan ang bawat isang aspect ng baluti na yan. Pero balang araw, we will also learn that. Now, number four, pasakop ka sa Diyos at salansangin si Diablo. Look at James chapter 4, verse 7. James chapter 4, verse 7. Here's another thing, if you want to prevail against the devil. James chapter 4, and verse number 7. And this is a very practical scripture verse. James chapter 4, verse 7. The Bible says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So, pero hindi ka pwedeng mag-resist sa devil hanggang hindi ka nagsasubmit kay God. You can't resist the devil if you don't first submit yourself to God. Submit to God. That's the first thing you gotta do. And then you resist the devil. And the Bible says he will flee from you. So if the devil doesn't leave you alone and you're a Christian, it's because you're not submitted to God. Submit to God first. Then you can resist the devil. Then he will flee from you. See, a lot of Christians are going to resist the devil without submitting to God. Okay? Number five, palaging maging mapagbantay. Palaging maging mapagbantay. The fifth thing is always be watching. Always be watching. Look at 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 8. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 8. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Now, if I told you there was a lion outside, I wonder how you would walk to the gate if you knew there was a lion outside. I'm sure you would walk very carefully. I'm sure you would be watching. And yet so many Christians, they go through life and they don't know that the devil is walketh about like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. They're sleepy Christians instead of watching Christians. We need to be alert, watchful Christians. Now, binigyan tayo ng babala galing sa banal na kasulatan. Tanggapin natin ito at isabuhay. si Jesucristo ay nagkatawang tao, at dahil siya ay nagkatawang tao, meron tayong kapatawaran sa ating mga kasalanan, at dahil meron tayong kapatawaran, meron tayong pag-asa galing sa Diyos. Watch out for the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Listen to this. God gave us a warning in His Word. We need to receive that warning, and we need to apply that warning and live it in our life. Here's the truth. Jesus Christ came from heaven. He was born. God became a man. And then He grew, and He was nailed to the cross, and He took all of our sins. He was buried. He died on the cross. He was buried. He resurrected again. And because of that, we have forgiveness of sins. And because we have forgiveness of sins, we have hope. And we have what we learned about this morning. Power, love, and sound mind. It's important to believe the right things about Jesus. He is our only hope in this world. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes and let's pray and ask the Lord to bless us.